sub-enchanted evening. When you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own.
It's a very famous song by a very famous singer, but why is Bob Dylan crooning Some Enchanted Evening? It's a track from his latest album. It's called Shadows in the Night. I have to say, quite a break from his usual fare. The 73-year-old singer has decided to pay homage to Frank Sinatra and some of the songs that he made famous. In the lead-up to the release of this album, Robert Love received a call from Bob Dylan's office offering him an exclusive interview with the man himself. He thought they'd called the wrong guy because Robert Love is the editor-in-chief of AARP magazine, which is a life magazine for the over-55s. He used to be the managing editor of Rolling Stone magazine. That's why he thought Bob Dylan's staff had got confused, but apparently Dylan knew exactly who he wanted to talk to. It was the seniors. Robert Love joins us from Washington, D.C. Robert, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. I'm very happy to be with you.
Have you figured out now why you got the call?
I think I have. I think first I thought it was a case of crossed wires, since I spent 20 years at Rolling Stone and I had run into these fellows before. But it turned out that this was a plot hatched directly by Dylan, that he wanted to go to people over the age of 50, and we represent 38 million of them. Our magazine goes out to 22 million American homes and is shared by 35 million readers. So he knew exactly what he was doing, and the only thing was who was going to do the interview.
So there's only going to be one, I guess, a smart marketing, who is going to be most interested in the songs of Frank Sinatra, no matter who reimagines them. It's the oldies, right?
I think that might be true, although people who are in their 50s now really would have no recollection of Frank at his height. I think that Dylan thought that a slightly older audience would have the wisdom and maturity to accept these songs. And by the way, they're not all Frank Sinatra songs, although Frank has recorded all of them. Many of them have been recorded literally hundreds of times, like Autumn Leaves or Lucky Old Son. In fact, Frank didn't have a hit with either of those. It just so happened what Dylan said to me is that when you run into these songs, you know that Frank is the mountain that you have to climb because he's put his mark on every single one of them. But I have to say that they're not the most famous Frank Sinatra songs by far. They're really back catalog for him, and some of them are quite obscure, like a song called Stay With Me from an early 60s Otto Preminger film. Beautiful songs. I think what Dylan shows here is his kind of exquisite taste in American songwriting. As a songwriter himself, he's totally interested in the craft of this stuff. And, you know, I did ask him, I said, hey, look, you know, these songs are old. Do you think they're going to fall on younger or more modern ears as corny? And he reacted pretty harshly. He said, I don't know why you would say it's corny. These are songs of great virtue in a time of great vice all around us, that people are suffering from vice. These songs are little gems of artistry in the American songbook.
It is surprising, and thank heavens he didn't go to some of Frank's greats like Something Stupid or, you know, some of those ones.
Right.
But it is still surprising that to think of Bob Dylan making this a project, Songs of This Era. Tell me a little more from the interview what you got about his notion of this being a time of great vice, therefore he needs to inject or remind people of some of more virtuous thoughts.
Well, I think that he looks around, especially at places like the inner cities, where it seems that our leaders have virtually abandoned the young people of the inner cities and the unemployment rate is so high. He believes in the power of work to give people self-worth. And he thinks that we could do more about that, including, you know, the people who have extracted great wealth from this economy, you know, our kind of freewheeling market economy in the United States.
I read the interview, he got quite stroppy, didn't he? He thought that these high wealth individuals and very rich people, you can only assume in his mind, were people like Bill Gates. He was critical of them for spending their wealth outside of the country, not inside of the country. I mean, that's what he was getting at, wasn't he?
That the Buffetts and the Gates
should be stimulating, creating job creation programs for Americans, not trying to help with reduce HIV levels overseas or things like that.
Well, two quick things. I mean, he did not mention Gates by name. And the other thing is that he said that nobody can tell anybody what to do. They have to come to it on their own, or as he said, have God tell them what to do. But yes, the point is that we have this enormous wealth that comes out of this, you know, free market capitalist machinery that we have here. And why can't some of it be brought back to help the people who need it most?
It's 25 past 8 on Breakfast. We're speaking with Robert Love. He's the editor-in-chief of AARP magazine, which has a readership of 38 million over 55s. And he recently scored the only interview with Bob Dylan about Dylan's new album, Shadows in the Night. Robert Love, Bob Dylan doesn't give a lot of interviews. What was it like to interview him?
It's true. He does not give a lot of interviews. He gives one per project usually, and the natural place for it would be Rolling Stone or even a mass market a magazine like Time or Newsweek. In this case, he turned down the entire arts and leisure section of the New York Times, which was offered to him for this, to talk to the people of AARP. What was it like? Well, it was a thrill. I mean, it was a thrill, and I was quite nervous because, as a journalist, if you want to give yourself a heart attack, go look up some old Dylan interviews online when he's snarling at stupid questions and stuff. He's known as someone who does not suffer fools gladly, and so you want to make sure that you're prepared and ready to, you know, to meet his intelligence about music.
To go back to this project, Shadows in the Night, which is covering all these songs, though he said he's not covering them, he's uncovering them. The craftsmen and women writers he talked to in the interview about how they wrote so beautifully. Is this somehow the completion of the circle for Dylan? I suppose he started off covering some great American folk singers, didn't he?
He did. He sure did. He said that he was part of the movement that destroyed the appetite for this kind of music in the United States. He was, you know, a vanguard that came along and changed the music business around. It's not to say that these songs didn't impact upon him as a teenager, even in Minnesota, or that he didn't think they had worth. And I think he did come back to it after a long time. But it must be said that he's wanted to do this project for, I don't know, 30 years, since 1978, when Willie Nelson came out with the first of his Stardust records, which were basically collections of American standards.
Do you think, you've worked in Rolling Stone for a long time, and now you edit this magazine for the over 55s, do you think it's going to be successful for Bob Dylan?
It's already successful. It's basically debuted at number 7 in Billboard charts in America and number 1 in 8 countries.
And who's buying it? Do we have a sense of that, whether there's a buzz about it with a younger audience?
You know, I can't tell you that for sure. I think there's a buzz about it from people who have followed Dylan and love Dylan and are willing to go where he leads them. I mean, in his speech at Music Cares last week, he talked about a friend of his, Billy Lee Riley, who had a hit in 1957 called Red Hot. And, you know, I went to YouTube to look at it, to hear it, and there were, in the comments were, well, Bob led us here, so now we're discovering this classic of early rockabilly called My Gal is Red Hot, you know?
You know what? I used to sing that song in a band, Robert.
Did you really?
Yeah, My Girl Ain't Diddly Squat.
You know, it's apparently Music Cares took great care of Billy Lee Riley when he got sick, and they paid his mortgage and they paid his doctor bills and allowed him to live his final days in a little bit of dignity, and that meant a great deal to Dylan. But you know what I mean? It's like I sort of read that, thought, I got to go listen to that song again. I've, you know, heard it in the background, but I have to listen to it with some attention because Dylan talked about it. And I don't think that I'm, you know, unusual. I think that there are people who listen to him and remark upon his good taste in American music and and are willing to go where he leads.
And where he's leading us to is Frank Sinatra. Robert Love, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Fran. Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Robert Love is the editor-in-chief of AARP magazine. He recently interviewed Bob Dylan about his new album, which is called Shadows in the Night. We heard a bit of Dylan singing the famous Sinatra song, Some Enchanted Evening, earlier. Let's hear the original, shall we?
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room. And somehow.
It's always hard to beat the original, isn't it? That was Frank Sinatra, of course, Some Enchanted Evening in 1949. Bob Dylan has recovered it, reimagined it, uncovered it, he says, in his new album, Shadows in the Night.